Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. So glad you're along for the conversation. As you know, we take time every week on this program to discuss your good health because we want to make sure you're in the best possible health. It's been a pandemic year. We've come through a lot. We're still dealing with the surge of the Delta variant and everything else. But a big part of that success, of course, nurses along the way. Nurses on the front line out there. And I'm going to tell you, I told our guest who's coming up here, Jennifer Thompson, who's a specialist of women's services at Sparrow Hospital. I'm a big fan of nurses because, you know, when I stub my toe on a regular basis and end up in a hospital room for a day or two or sometimes a week just for sport, it's the nurses that look after me and keep me in good humor most of the time. Jennifer, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. So as a clinical nurse specialist in women's services, you've apparently won a major honor. What is that job, first of all? What is the nurse specialist in women's services? Describe that a little bit for me.
So I am a master's prepared nurse, and I work on our quality outcomes for our patients. So we are always looking for the best practices to follow and making sure that they are working so our patients have the best outcomes possible.
Yeah, I always found that when I am at Sparrow, whether it's for myself or for somebody else, It's more like a family atmosphere, if you will. It's a group of people. You meet one person, and you go through admissions or however you get into the hospital. But then it becomes a family, and a key part of that family is always the nurses. Does that sound right to you?
It is exactly right. The nurses are there at the bedside most frequently, and they are the frontline caregiver for the patient. And we care for our patients like they are our own family.
Yeah, like the doctors, you see them for short periods of time, but it's the nurses that are on shift that are there with you the majority of the time. If you need something, you ring the bell or pull the cord or whatever it may be. Now, I understand congratulations is in order because Sparrow has received a major honor in its efforts to protect the health of pregnant moms. Obviously, it's been a challenging year healthcare-wise, but when it comes to pregnant moms, you've stood in there the whole time. What can you tell me about this award and the recognition?
Thank you for the congratulations. Sparrow has been awarded the gold designation through the Michigan Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health, or MyAIM, and this recognizes our quality work to improve the care of moms and babies.
So the Michigan Alliance of Maternal Health, and so what does that mean? What do we do? I mean, obviously, I think it's probably safe to say, Jennifer, today there are more ways to look after moms and babies and patients in general because of advances in technology and the ways that we can see what's happening with the baby before it's born and so forth and with moms. So many advances in technology must help your job quite a bit, actually, doesn't it?
Yes, we use the latest technology, and also we are here to support women who want the low-tech and high-touch birth, which is the more traditional, but we also have much technology, including wireless monitoring for labor and any kind of pain management options that mom could want.
So the range of, yeah, because there are a wide arrangement. Me personally, I would take all the pain medication I could get if I was going to give birth. That's just me, Jennifer, you know. I have a low threshold for discomfort, so we would want to take care of that. What do you think makes Sparrow and the maternal health services so distinctive? Well, what sets you guys apart?
So we are able to offer here at Sparrow comprehensive services for women and infants to meet all healthcare needs, anywhere from helping you get pregnant to care after the birth of the baby and everything in between. We care for women with very straightforward pregnancies and also very complex pregnancies, offering services such as maternal fetal medicine for pregnancy care and neonatal intensive care unit in case the baby needs specialty care after birth.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting you bring that up. I know a couple of people that I know that are good friends of mine whose children ended up in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. And, you know, they just can't say enough good things about that entire area of the hospital. Because they had challenges. I mean, when a child shows up early, you know, 28, 29, 30 weeks, whatever it might be, you know, shows up early, there's a lot that needs to be done. But because you guys are on the cutting edge, a level one trauma center and a place for oncology patients and a place for for the little guys, the preemies, when they show up. I mean, really, to be honest, there's not much that compares to Sparrow when it comes to those kinds of needs, is there?
No, I feel like we are the premier place to receive care for all of your family needs, from before birth to anything you need as you get older.
Yeah, it's basically the whole program. Jennifer Thompson Wood is here, clinical nurse specialist in the Women's Services Department at Sparrow Hospital. What else is included? Obviously, expecting mothers are part of the women's services, but what other kinds of things are available to women at Sparrow that are unique to your hospital or to our area?
So we're working on developing a comprehensive breast health service with some new specialty providers that joined us in the last year. We provide support for after you go home with your baby with breastfeeding and mental health needs. We are here for emergency care and care
pretty
as you
everything.
Go through your life. Yes,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
go on and on.
Yeah, you've got it covered from A to Z. You've pretty much got everything going on. And it's all happening at Sparrow at the Women's Services Sparrow Hospital. Jennifer Thompson Wood here with us. I guess I should ask you this. Where can people find out more information? Because if they want to know more about the award with the Michigan Alliance for Innovation in Maternal Health, or they want to know more about the services you provide, because it's important for expecting moms and other women to know, hey, listen, we've got a place here that takes care of women and their unique needs. How would people find out more?
They can go to sparrow.org/birthing.
sparrow.org/birthing. And Jennifer, I greatly appreciate you being here. Jennifer Thompson Wood is a clinical nurse specialist. She works with Women's Services at Sparrow Hospital, of course. That is in Southern Michigan. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
And there you have it. Again, if you want to find out more, you can go to sparrow.org/birthing. And obviously, Sparrow is the go-to for us here when it talks about health care and keeping you in good health. And we appreciate them joining us every week right here on the Steve Gruber Show. One more time, sparrow.org/birthing, and you can find out more. Quick break. This is the Steve Gruber Show.